In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, we could always ask ourselves, what is the most important sacrament? It's kind of like asking the question, which is the greatest of the commandments? It can seem silly at first, but if you can use it as a way of increasing your understanding of what the commandments entail, and which would have priority over which. And likewise, if we say, which of the sacraments is the most important, it's kind of a silly question because you want to say, well, they're all rather important. But if you said, well, in this light, this one's more important, or in that light, that one's more important, it could help us increase our understanding of the sacraments. So, you know, if we looked at the sacraments, well, we could say, well, obviously, the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist is the most important because it is the most common. It is the one which we celebrate the most and we partake of the most. And it is the one which gives us food for everlasting life. It is the one, above all others, that allows us to participate in the sacrifice of Christ upon the cross. And that would be true. And you could say, well, if you're in a state of mortal sin, the sacrament of confession is the most important, because without that, you're not able to worthily receive any of the other sacraments. Or you say, well, you know, if you're getting married, the sacrament of matrimony is pretty important. Or if you're sick, the sacrament of the sick is more important. And we could go through all of the sacraments and say which is the most important, but you could say that baptism is the most important in one sense, because if you're not baptized, you can't validly receive any of the other sacraments, because baptism is the gateway for the sacraments. And why is that the case? Why can't you receive any of the other sacraments if you haven't been baptized? Because there is a great stone wall between you and God if you have not been baptized. So much so that the other sacraments just bounce off it. And so you need to have that stain of sin, particularly original sin, washed away. But that's not the end of the only thing that baptism does. It doesn't just wipe away our sins. It also knits us into the body of Christ, which is the church. We become adopted by God. You know, it is through baptism that we receive God as our Father and Jesus as our brother. And in baptism, we receive the Holy Spirit for the first time. And so, you know, that's important too, because, you know, that's why we can really receive the other sacraments if we've been baptized, because it opens that channel of grace between us and God. And that well of living water is set within our hearts. And baptism marks us as belonging to God. You know, that seal upon our soul, an indelible character. So much so that it can never be done again. Once you're baptized, you're baptized. You can do all sorts of stupid stuff. You can deny your baptism, but it is still there. That's why we don't rebaptize. So, in a very real sense, baptism is the first and the primary of the sacraments, because all the other sacraments follow from that. Is it any wonder, then, that our Lord chose to begin his public ministry by establishing the sacrament? You know, our Lord established each of the sacraments while he was here on earth. The sacraments are not something that the church cooks up or that we can change to fit our druthers. You know, people say, well, you know, some people are allergic to wheat, so let's do the Eucharist with corn or with rice. No, can do, because God set it up with grape wine and wheat flour. Baptism, you know, you need water. You can't use motor oil, can't use sand. You have to use water. And you have to do it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. If you change those words, it's not valid. Our Lord himself went to be baptized by John to fulfill the plan of God, to fulfill all righteousness. Not that our Lord needed to be washed clean, not that our Lord was sinful at all. You know, when the early fathers of the church were asked, why would our Lord need to be baptized? They said, well, the reason you're baptized is the waters of the earth make you clean. When Jesus was baptized, he made the waters clean. He established baptism as a sacrament while he was here on earth. And it's, baptism is so important that it is one of the commandments that Christ gave his church before he ascended into heaven. Go therefore and baptize all the nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So just as baptism began our Lord's public ministry, so baptism begins his continuing ministry through his church throughout the world. And so baptism is that important. So I would hope that you know the day of your baptism and that you celebrate it each year. Because really, your baptism is more important even than your birthday. Because that is the beginning of your earthly life. Baptism is the beginning of your eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.